Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Get ready for a double load of Queen of Hearts. It's me, Jujubee, and I return to guide sexy singles through some raunchy blind dates. Cameras off, voice only. Launching during Pride, Queen of Hearts takes Miami by storm with daters Cuppy from Tampa Bay's Just Chaz and Brittany Brave, to name a few. Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens,
the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on you old bruvs. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? He's handsome. He's thin. He's charming. He's rich. He's gorgeous in the eyes, and he's gorgeous in the heart. It's Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for that lovely, although possibly very inaccurate introduction.
Never, darling. Everybody, welcome to the show today. It is our last week of touring. Can you believe it? We are going to get to shut the F up about this to you guys for a while. So I know you're sad about it. I know you love hearing about it every show. But it's worked. You guys have come out to the shows, and we thank you so much. We've had a blast. We just did three this weekend. Our final two are this coming weekend, which are Boston. We're going to be doing Real Housewives of Orange County at the Wilbur Theater, which is a big one. So we hope you guys can come. And then our big finale is in the Foxwoods Casino and Resort in Connecticut. And that is going to be a classic Real Housewives of New York episode, season 8, episode 19. That's called Tomfoolery. And listen, we start, this is the Cheater Tour. We named it the Cheater Brand Tour before any of the Scandoval stuff happened. That stuff happened. It made it perfect. And now we're going to end it with the cheater, Tom, of Real Housewives of New York City. So it's a great episode. It's a classic cast. And we're psyched to do that. So that's this Friday and Saturday, Boston and Foxwoods. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for tickets. Also, this is a video because all of our recaps that aren't live shows have been videos lately. Hi. We started a YouTube, watchwhatcrappens.com. All of our audio episodes are put up on YouTube right after they post on the regular podcast feed, and the videos arrive on YouTube a week later. If you want to watch the videos at the same time the audio episodes are released, in other words, when they're fresh and new, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Okay, that's also where our bonus episodes are. We've been doing airport snaps episodes, which is where we make fun of people in airports, and those are really fun. So those are our bonuses, and thank you again to everybody who supports us. You allow us to do this all the time, and we fucking love you for it, all right? So, that all said, here we are with the second episode of the week. They are cramming these in. They're trying to get rid of Below Deck Sailing.
And my sanity.
What?
They're trying to get rid of my sanity, too.
It's a lot of Below Deck. And you guys know that Below Deck already pushes my buttons because it never ends, this fucking show. It's year-round watching people clean a toilet and fuck other ugly people. Well, I don't want to say ugly. I mean, they're hot enough to be on TV. But, you know, it's like homely. You're sweaty. You're working.
Yeah.
They're cute people. They're not ugly people. That wasn't nice of me. But it's just like people you don't want to see fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not been one person on this show fucking somebody that I would actually like go on the internet and search for scenes of them fucking, and I'm forced to watch them fucking, and it's never ending. And now you're putting two in one night. You don't even have enough pride in your own show that you're force feeding us to play out the season. Come on, Bravo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really into this season of Below Deck Sailing. Don't get me wrong, I'm loving it. It's just it's a lot. It's a lot on two gentle podcasters, you know, who have brittle souls, and you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of notes you have to take about people cleaning bathrooms and people walking from here to there, and sushi being put on things, and toilets being clogged. It's a lot for us, and I think that we are the real victims here. So
we are the real victims. And, you know, we made a decision with each other. We were like, we need to stop being so flaky. Like, if there's too many Bravo shows, we're like, what we were doing the past couple of months is like, we'll cover this one this week, and then we'll put this one on break this week, and then we'll cover another one this week and put this one on break. And we thought, no, let's give some consistency. It's not fair to keep putting things on break. And, you know, let's, if we're going to say Below Deck, we're going to stick with Below Deck, we're going to stick with Below Deck. Well, guess what? Project Runaway is also out. We're not covering that to cover the straight people show. We are ignoring the gay show to cover the straight show. Yep. And the straight show doesn't even have enough confidence to play out the season. You're shoving all of the episodes in our face at one time. Have some confidence, straight people.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'll bet you the gay show does not suffer from this lack of confidence. Not that I would know, because I'm busy watching this fucking straight show.
We cannot have shit just spam down our mouths. It's one of the reasons why, honestly, I had a really, like Girls Trip this past season, I struggled with that. I didn't think it was actually a very good season to begin with. But then the fact that we had to do like five episodes right in a row, it just kills my soul. It makes me not as excited about these shows. So like, Bravo, just like chill out. Just do it like one episode per week. I'm begging you. My brain needs it. But, you know, I'm sure if we weren't recappers, it's probably like the best thing of all time to get like two episodes back to back.
I mean, who knows? I don't know. I can't imagine just being a viewer and being like, oh my God, I hope I get to watch 2 hours of Below Deck tonight. What?
It's a lot.
But
it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, I'm watching one of the dumbest shows I've ever seen right now, by the way. We will talk about Below Deck, but I'm watching this new one on Peacock called High Desert with Patricia Arquette.
Oh.
I think they're making it up as they go along, like literally just... They just tell Patricia Arquette to put on a muumuu and just say things badly, and she does it. And then they get a lot of big stars to come on it, and they also look like, I mean, it's terrible. It's a terrible show. And I'm watching that over and over, and I have to say, it's better than two episodes of Below Deck in a row. I have to say.
Well, you know, I'm watching Love Island. I'm watching Love Island, which is literally 60 episodes in 3 weeks, but at least those are one per night. It's not two per night, okay?
Yeah. Okay, the point is, we love the show, we love the season, but have enough self-respect to let your season play out. Don't just be like, okay, we're going to get over this so we can put more Below Deck on, you know?
Yeah, chill out. Chill out for a little bit.
Chill, guys. Have some self-respect. Okay, so here we go to, we're about to crash the boat because the boat has docked. It's not docked, but it's put down the anchor, and this other little boat is now coming right towards it, and nobody really seems to be stopping it. And I have to say, this is the smaller boat's problem because they are moving towards the bigger boat.
Smaller boat is more agile, should get out of the way. Don't put up two little balloons from Party City on top in the front of your boat and be like, oh, well, this will be fine now. So if something happens, like we got balloons out front. Don't do that. Those are not real fenders, okay? First of all, get better fenders. Your fender game is terrible. We've been watching this show. We've seen 45 different versions of Below Deck for about 9 years now. And I have to say, of all the fenders I've ever seen, these are the worst fenders I've ever seen. Like, you guys have this, but whoever you are, small boat, I'm shaming you right now for having the worst fenders on Bravo. Like, worst fenders ever. Okay? So get out of the way. Let the big boat. This big boat is a decrepit garbage fire, both with the people, both with the engine. You need to get out of the way for your own safety, because if you crash into this boat, you're going up in flames, because that boat is being held together by scotch tape and staples, okay? And you think that if your little balloons hit the boat, everything's gonna be fine. The moment that balloon touches the side of that boat, it's cracking in half and going under, okay? So get out of there.
So the lady, Robin is her name, who's the only one, she's like the first responder guest. She's the only person who really seems to understand the drama they're in. She's like, we're about to crash. This is going to crash. Anybody knows this crash? We're running into another boat. So finally everybody gets in and someone goes, Glenn, reverse. I don't think that's how it works. You just hit it in reverse.
It's not the Fast and Furious, okay? It's not like Vin Diesel sitting there with a car that can like do that thing and put it in reverse and it spins backwards into like a curly Q and goes out of there, you know?
So the captain's like, we're about to T-bone this boat and they're not doing anything. We need to act faster. We're fucked. So Gary's like, oh, let's do it. Let's pick it up. We're going to die.
We're going to die. We're crashing into that boat.
Oh, we're going to die.
Never mind. We're okay.
I love these canopies.
Everything's fine.
Great canopies.
Everything's great. Yeah,
it's fine.
Be on this boat.
Yeah, they're fine. Everything's fine, by the way. They just like literally back up and stop. They pick up the anchor and they move backwards. The boat is fine. The little drama. Boat is like, by the way, and no thanks to the little boat, which I don't think did anything. All the little boat had to do was literally just like turn to the left a little bit. Just do something. did nothing, just hung out there, stupid little boat.
And it's just, there's just such drama queens. Like, by the stress that I felt between the last episode and this episode, I had like 2 minutes of, oh my God, what the fuck is happening? And then that 2 minute passed and there was a new episode. So, yeah. Okay, so everything's fine. So a lady tells Glenn, Seth, be honest with me, Glenn, did you get scared out there just a little bit? He's like, oh, a little. But you know, it's like when I play chess with my best friend, me. I say, confidence is the only way to capture that queen, you know? And then I turn the deck around and I say, good for you. Nailed that one, buddy.
You know, this is the first time I got a little too close for comfort, at least with a boat. I mean, we all know I crash into so many docks per year. But anyway, P3 is going to live to sink another day. I'm like, well, literally probably in 3 hours. I don't think it's even going to be another day. It's going to be live to sink another hour, okay?
So Alicia is cutting sushi and getting it ready, and she's like, sushi is an art form, so I wanted to do something really impressive. So instead of just doing regular sushi, I'm doing mosaic sushi. So you got to basically do sushi rolls, but they're all at different angles. And that's why I'm a chef, because I love creating food as art pieces.
Square sushi, pass it on. So it does look pretty cool. It does look cool.
It does. I mean, it's cool. It's pretty groovy.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's never really much to say about Alicia. And I think that that's good for her. It means she's a good person.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not very exciting on the show. But you're a very good person. And I hope you save Zelda in the end.
She's already like assembled a little like vehicle just with her new powers. She put together like 2 wheels on the beach and some forks and made a little craft that she can use to go out against Ganon. So a lady says to the gay Tim, she goes, if you had one more meal, what would you eat? He goes, cock. All right, Tim, you know, you can't answer that with everything we ask you, okay? Like, it's bad enough you got resting bitch face, but you just can't answer cack to everything, okay? We get it. You're gay. It's your month. But come on. You got to be more original.
And so Daisy's like, all right, it's fresh tuna. It's fresh tuna and Gary. It's fresh tuna getting a Gary. Oh, God, get out of my head, Gary.
I was wondering what I wrote down. Fresh tuna and Gary. But
you know what? This is why we end up with Gary having sushi on him later on, because the women are probably like, you know what, tonight, can we just get like some like nigiri or something like that? Naked Gary, got it.
Get out of my head, Gary. Is he a lazy Susan? Can we pass him around? Daisy's like, be careful, watch all this far. So
I think Gary's on more one of those sushi conveyor belts, and he's just sort of on there just going around to every customer in the restaurant. That's a little bit more accurate to his experience.
Chase is working out with these rubber band things, and we just hear his music, and it's like,
yeah. It's like video game country music.
It's real country. You know? I mean, it is real. It's not just country music. They're like, get the countryest country music you can country, right? Let's country the fuck out of it.
So Daisy goes up to Gary and she's like, so Gara, tomorrow you'll be a naked sushi lady. And he's like, oh, well, they're not allowed to eat the little worm that comes up from the middle. And they're like, oh, come on, Gary. That's disgusting.
Because you know that Gary probably has had like a little worm come out of him at some point, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like an alien, the aliens, like, you know, they burst through your stomach, you know, because that means they're like alive. Those aliens burst through Gary's gut just to get out of there. They're like, oh my God, you do not know what was going on with this human I was in. You do not want to know what I was birthed in. It was disgusting. Disgusting. Now, does anyone have some cock for me? Yeah, I'm a gay alien too. Guess what? It's my month.
It's Tim the alien. So Daisy's like, well, something that comes out of you like a sneaky eel that'll sneak up on you, Gary. And he's like, yeah, like an electric eel. And they're laughing, like making eel jokes. And Colin's listening and he's very unamused. Colin, that's what you're dealing with. Daisy and Gary like each other. You're a prop. Okay.
Well, Gary's given me his blessing to continue to pursue something with Daisy, yet he's still being flirty and pursuing her in a way. Maybe I'm overthinking it a bit, but I feel like Elvis means something else now. It's like, yeah, probably does. So Daisy tells Alicia about doing the sushi on Gary like a naked woman. She's like, oh my God. And then when she tells Alicia, we're going to have sushi on Gary. And then it cuts to Gary flushing the toilet in his bathroom just to like emphasize, just to remind you that he did say earlier this season, he does not use toilet paper. He uses a shower head. And this is someone people will be eating sushi off of.
Yeah. Ooh. Ugh. And so Alicia is excited about dinner tonight. It's an Italian feast. I'm going to get to serve all these skinny bitches' carbs. So the guests are getting in the water and ordering drinks. And Daisy goes on break. And she, here we go with the Southern Charm music again. It's like. And the guests are ordering drinks and playing in the water. And Mads delivers some drinks. And one of the ladies tells Alex, oh my God, Alex, has anybody told you you look like hot Jesus? Oh my God, can we stop just telling every person with long hair they're Jesus?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who had long hair before Jesus, okay? It's like, why does everybody who knows what a supercut is, like, being compared to people that didn't, you know, save our souls from eternal hellfire? You know, why is it only long-haired people that get any credit in this goddamn world?
Also, you know, Jesus is probably like, hey, so, first of all, thank you for being one of my followers. But second of all, this whole hot, like, Alex looks like hot Jesus, so am I just, like, not hot?
Yeah.
Are you saying that, like, I'm just, like, inherently not hot? Like, I feel like my long hair is, like, pretty hot, so like,
yeah, why is everybody like shaming Jesus like he's ugly? Have you seen Jesus? He's like a fucking,
not like Dom DeLuise. yeah
Jesus is fucking hot. My God, he's already hot.
He's very hot, very emo, you know. He's like, so I kind of like resurrected myself, which I kind of think is pretty hot. So this whole hot Jesus thing, I'm just want to get some clarification on it. Like, am I just not hot enough?
So Alex is like, actually, I get that a lot. Gross. I hate hot people who know they're hot. Because then I am immediately like, you're not that hot. Like, you're hot. Don't get me wrong. He's hot. But when he's like, yeah, I get that a lot, I'm like, you're not really that hot. Okay. You think you're hotter than you are, sir.
So here's something so amazingly coincidental. Daisy's sister Bonnie has a layover in that transportational hub known as Sardinia. And she's going to be there for 2 days on a Sardinian layover. Is Daisy going to be free during that window? Huh. Had that worked out real well.
And she's like, oh my God, yes, it's our night off. You should join us. So I'm super excited to see my sister Bonnie. I know the crew are going to love her. The change of energy might be good for me. And she can drink like a fish too, so I know she'll fit right in.
Yes, yeah. I hope we get some sister drama with Bonnie, because Bonnie's a yachtie too, right?
Oh, is she? I forgot. I think you're right. I think she is a yachtie.
Yeah, I think Bonnie's a yachtie. So I'm not sure, but I hope she is, because then we could have our first ever sister yachtie fighting moments next season.
I just hope we get a scene that's like this. Bonnie!
Daisy! Bonnie, get over here. What do you want, Daisy? Get over here. Gary's trying to get at you. I don't care about Gary, Daisy. You should care about Gary, Bonnie.
So, water toys. One of the ladies loses her bottoms on that jet thing that pulls you along in the water.
Talk about gay pride. Losing your bottoms. So then Chase is talking to Lucy, and he's like, did I hear that we almost hit a boat or something? And she's like, yeah, we sure did. It's like, oh, I thought I heard a thump. Oh, no, that was me just falling out of bed. It's like, oh, okay. So then Tim is looking for Rosé, and the stews are downstairs. They're like, they're not giving proper service.
And meanwhile, they're just talking about, you know, stupid things downstairs. And so Tim's like, I'll find it. I'll go get the Rosé. And Tim's like, hello, hello. And of course, the captain is the first one to hear him, which is not great. So he's like, we need some rosé. So then the captain goes down to find people. And Chase is talking about how, you know, one day I reckon we're going to have a charter where things don't go wrong. And Matt is like, I just believe challenges are to be overcome. And Captain's like, who's on right now? Because there's a guest asking for service and there's no one there. You guys shouldn't be down here at the same time. Get up there and give them some service.
You know, I never want to have my guests ask me for a stewardess and the stand and like the standards and expectations I set for Charter 1 don't change for Charter 7. So we want to get the same level of service. Get that man a Sauvignon Blanc. So Mads goes upstairs and gets him his wine. Their service is terrible this episode. That's like the theme of it. And so it starts here, really.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Raising kids can be one of the greatest rewards of a parent's life. But come on, some days parenting is unbearable.
I love my kid, but is a new parenting podcast from Wondery that shares a refreshingly honest and insightful take on parenting. Hosted by myself, Megan Gailey, Chris Garcia, and Kurt Braunohler, we will be your resident not-so-expert experts. Each week, we'll share a parenting story that'll have you laughing, nodding, and thinking, oh yeah, I have absolutely been there.
We'll talk about what went right and wrong. What would we do differently? And the next time you step on yet another stray Lego in the middle of the night, you'll feel less alone.
So if you'd like to laugh with us as we talk about the hardest job in the world, listen to I Love My Kid, But wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So they're doing, Mads is getting the Sauvignon Blanc, and then Alicia's making pasta and hanging it from hangers in the galley. And then Daisy comes back from break, and Mads is like, just so you know, I was like going back and forth to grab clean cups and put them away. And then Glenn came down and was like, one of you needs to be up there at all time. And I was literally on my way. I'm like, the below deck clock said 8 minutes without service. You're lying.
Yeah, and Daisy's like, well, it's physically impossible to have someone up there literally all the time, and it's actually completely unreasonable as well. I just can't. Now, Daisy.
No, that's a lie.
One of our favorite Chief Stews on here, but this is a lot of fucking up. Like, and Daisy just, Daisy, it's like they tell you, I've not had a DUI yet, which I actually shocked by, not these days because I don't do that, but should have had one younger, let's be honest, why lie? But my friends who have say, when you are pulled over, they teach you to always deny, never say, of course I've had it, like I've had one drink but not two, you know, whatever, just deny flat out, because anything you say can and will be used against you. So I guess I'm just saying that because, Daisy, you're not being pulled over for drunk driving, okay? You're being accused of not delivering drinks on time. You don't have to deny. In these situations, it's better to just say, yeah, I fucked up. Sorry. Instead of denying, you're just making this so awkward on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really not great this episode. So now it's 8 o'clock and Con and Gary are sitting on the deck. And Con's like, he's like, how are things with your girlfriend? He's like, well, I've actually not chatted to her, to be honest. Like, I'm giving her some time and space. And he says, I want things to be good with me and Mads, and I also want to give her space, but it's hard because I'm also an attention seeker, you know, feels like I'm a kindergartner. Awkward. That's like his new thing, by the way, is he keeps on doing that sing-songy thing. Awkward.
Awkward.
It's like his own Valley Girl impersonation that he does. Gary.
So then Alex does another thing that disturbs me. He's like, has anyone seen a black water bottle anywhere? Did he mean a water bottle that's black, or does he mean black water? Because Alex is starting to disturb me later in the season. Last episode he was calling somebody a cuck, and this time he's drinking black water.
Yeah.
Not sure. And Mads is like, check up your bunghole.
And then the guests get dressed up. They get to the table. They're eating dinner. And then I love the little snippets of conversation we get, especially this kind of passive-aggressive comment. Well, I don't think we've had one like this before, with one woman saying, oh, I didn't know Robin. I didn't know Robin had such big knuckles. Knuckle shaming. That's a new one on Bravo.
That was not cool. And one of the other ladies is like, that's random. She goes, but they are. Look at them. They're huge. Look at those knuckles.
Big
and
knuckles.
And then one of the ladies goes, I love a curly fry. And then another lady says, I hate curly fries. And what? Then Tim says, that makes me think of Arby's. I just cannot go there. I will not go there with Carly. Okay, Tim. Okay, fancy Tim, who can't pour his own fucking wine. Can't have your fries from Arby's. Fuck get off, Tim. Fuck also, off, fuck you, knuckle shamer.
Yeah, knuckles. Talk about knuckleheads, okay? I was just talking about Arby's like last night, and I have not been there in a while. And you know what? I'm going to go there in protest of this horrific slander that Tim is stating about Arby's.
Really, I don't disagree with Tim, actually. I just disagree with him on fries because I believe fries are like babies. There's no bad fry, you know? I don't mean eating babies. I just mean like, you got to love a baby. Even an ugly baby is a cute baby. There are no ugly babies. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, there are no ugly French fries, you know? Mm, now, Arby's in general, that shit's fucking disgusting. The meat has air bubbles in it. Okay.
Well, you know, it's disgusting. It's own special style of fake meat. And you know what? Horsey sauce does a lot of wonderful things. And the Arby's sauce does a lot. Listen, Arby's, it's not gourmet food, but you know what though? It sure as a hell, like I would take an Arby's sandwich over half the things I ate over the past 5 days. Okay. So,
well, then they're waiting. It gets worse because one of the other ladies goes, I mean, who goes to Arby's and who the fuck goes to Long John Silver's? You know?
Look, have you ever seen those big knuckled people going to Long John Silver's? Who would go there? Robin, that's who. Robin with her big knuckles.
Robin with the giant knuckles. Robin's like, this boat would have crashed had I not alerted everybody to the fact that it was about to.
Well, thank God for Robin's knuckles. Turned out to be really effective fenders against that tiny boat.
And the ladies, one of the other ladies is like, well, I need some more wine now. And Tim's like, well, I mean, if Robin's knuckles hadn't drunk so much of it in the first place, and maybe if we had 7-star service, we could get some. Maybe. And she goes, don't be that person, Tim.
Yeah, Margie's, don't be that part. Don't be a Robin. Don't be big knuckled Robin right now, Tim. Come on, keep it together. He's like, well, you already mentioned Long John Silver's. And I'm honestly furious that I'm thinking about that.
So the captain's like, why isn't anybody up there getting the wine? Daisy's like, I was just there literally 5 minutes ago. And a lady gets up and starts doing like a napkin dance around the wine to like pour everybody wine and pretend that she's the waiter. And the captain, meanwhile, is like, please keep somebody up there. She goes, okay, right. And Daisy comes up and they're like, oh, sorry, Daisy. She was just taking over for a sec. We just really wanted to see how big the wine glass is compared to her knuckles.
Can someone who has knuckles as big as Robin hold a wine bottle without crushing it? We just want to see how all that would go. So Daisy's like, oops, because it was 17 minutes, not just 5 minutes. So she goes, that's a fuck up. Oops, oopsie Daisy. Get it. Oopsie meesy. So Daisy's like, okay, girls, can you start carrying up the food? Okay, make sure to put the plates, serve the plates to the left, remember, and just watch out for those giant knuckles in spot number 3.
So then Chase and Alicia's fake flirting storyline. He's like, have you seen these biceps? She goes, why are they so big? And he's like, does that change your mind about anything? No, you're both boring. You both need to be fired and replaced. There, I said it. It might just be that it's the second episode this week, but you're both terrible. Bye.
Mm-hmm. So Alex is like asking Gary what the plan is for tonight. He's like, well, same shit, different day. Have a good watch, brew. Good night. And so he like leaves and Matt goes, huh? Are you serious? Because he doesn't say goodnight to her, so now she's mad. And then Glenn is just in his cabin, just like doing a little song and dance thing. He's like doing a little like...
He's going... What the fuck ever that is. So then it's day 2. Chase is vacuuming. Alex and Mads are doing Mads is doing laundry, and Alex comes in. He's like, you're nice. You think you're mean, but you're not mean. She goes, whatever, Alex, you're ugly. He's like, you're like a little puppy. You think you're big and strong and tough, but you're just like puppy tough. And she goes, you know what? Get out of my laundry room, ugly, stupid, ugly face.
So then Gary's talking to Colin and he's like, well, I had a weird dream about you last night. You got hit by a bus and I pissed myself laughing. Blah, 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 blah. Colin's like, wow, love all these subconscious feelings people are having lately about me. That's great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Where you got that he said, I had a wet dream about you last night, right?
A wet dream.
Yeah, that was the
joke. Oh, darling. Look, even adding some more texture to this experience.
Yeah. So wet Chase dream. And Alex are on deck, and Alex is like, looks like you got everything. And they're like, where's Gary? Who knows? Smoking. Where is Gary? Where is Gary always? He's either in bed or smoking when he's not out there. So then the captain gets a text from yacht agent, which...
Nirma.
Is Norma just not allowed on this show? Why does Captain Sandy, why is she the only person with access to Norma? Because Norma literally follows Captain Sandy around the world, but these people only get nameless, faceless yacht agents.
Norma's like, it's not that I don't want to be on Below Deck Sailing yet. It's just that I thought Parsifal sank like about 3 years ago. So every time I get a call from it, I just think it's spam. That's all.
You know, I looked up the boat facts on that one, and it says totaled as of 3 years ago, so.
Yeah, it turns out it's actually just a ghost ship at this point. So if you can see it, you really are special. You have some special abilities. Everyone's dead on it. Yeah.
Hmm.
So there's a parking spot for the boat in Marina Bonifacio at 11 o'clock. So now the guests are getting together for breakfast, and Glenn's telling the guests, he's like, well, tonight we're doing a Vive la France dinner, right? So I thought, why don't we do a French-themed dinner at a dock in France? And they're like, oh my God, well, do we have to do anything on account of Robin's knuckles? Will the French be okay with that? We just don't want to make a scene.
How do you say sorry for her knuckles in French? Does anybody know?
Do you have a boat slip for her knuckles as well?
Don't blame America for these knuckles. That's what we need to learn how to say. So the lady's like, so guys, are you baking out here? Because it is so hot. Should we eat inside? Those knuckles are even getting bigger. So
I was hoping that Robin's knuckles would give us enough shade, but it's just really not working.
So they're like, yeah, I wanted to move, but I don't want to make the staff do more work. And they're like, fuck it, let's go. So Tim goes to check to see if it's okay. Meanwhile, Daisy's now texting in the laundry room instead of doing service. And she's like, well, I can't wait for you to come see the drama with Gary and Colin first time. That's crazy. Oh, here's what happens. I go down to the engine room and I say, Colin, are you okay? And then I say, Gary, well, I'm holding tails. And we try and pretend to pass each other in the hallway and laugh and laugh. And then Colin cries in the engine room. And I say, Colin, are you okay? It's crazy stuff, Bunny.
35 minutes later, the guests are like, okay, we're going to get up. So then they tell Daisy. Daisy comes by and like, can we move? She's like, oh yeah, it's fine. And they're like, we'll just bring our own plates. She goes, no, don't bring your own plates. So no, we'll take care of that. But they do it anyway because they don't want to seem like a dick, especially because last night when Tim was being like, well, this isn't 7-star service, and Margie was like, Tim, don't be that person. They're now trying to overcompensate and show that they're like totally chill people. So I actually don't feel like this is totally Daisy's fault. Because they were so insistent on moving their own dishes that when Glenn comes up and he sees it, he's like, that's a no-no. Guests should never take their own plates, especially if you've got knuckles that are that big. Never do that.
Never make a large-knuckled lady carry her own plate.
Although it is pretty impressive how many plates she can balance on them.
True, but if there weren't so many mess-ups, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, I wasn't to know how hot it was going to be. Really? Because it's like the same time that it gets hot every day. Do you not know where the sun is? Because you literally work outside.
Have you felt the air? Have you touched, put your hand outside there with the air? Do you understand the concept of temperature?
And she's just muttering to herself, so close to the end, stupid fucking cockpit.
Well, I don't know what's going on with Daisy, but when these guests come on board, they have an expectation of quality service and a shitty boat, you know? So now is not the time to be dragging our asses. You know, star athletes, they still practice. They're always improving. That's my goal. I'm like, yeah, this is the real Miami Heat of yachties right here. There's Gary, Colin, and Daisy. Mads over there. Lucy falling out of her bed every day.
So breakfast delivery. So they take some breakfast, and Gary is with Lucy in the mess, and Lucy's like, "Have you spoke to her?" And he's like, "Not since we started shore. I have to give her a space." And she's like, "What the fuck?" She's telling us, "What the fuck do you want from a Gary? He's acting like they're gonna get married. How serious is Gary? Seriously?"
Yeah. And then Daisy sees Gary and goes, "Gara, you got stuff all over your nose." And he goes, "Ooh." And he like sort of motorboats her to get it off his nose. I was like, see, this is.
And they're like laughing and flirting.
I was like, this is not good for the longevity with Colin at all. Also, by the way, something that made me crack up just because I thought it was funny was, so Daisy, at one point she has like a basket of blueberry muffins and she's about to go upstairs. And clearly someone said, "Hey, Daisy, what do you have there?" Because she just turns and goes, "These are blueberry muffins." I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, okay, we get it. Chill.
So Knuckles is like, "I like bacon. I don't trust people that don't like bacon."
Thanks a lot, anti-Semite.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't eat bacon. Even get that.
Yeah. No, I eat bacon, of course. But my first thought was like, well, I'm sure all my kosher friends and family, not to mention halal, not to mention vegetarians and vegans. Bitch.
Yeah, I don't eat bacon, but I was like, you know, I'll give her some leeway. God knows she needs it with those nucks.
I know. She was just joking. I know what she was saying. I didn't take it personally. Robin, you do you.
So Tim's like, I think I need a shower, just like everybody who works at Arby's, am I right? Fucking poor people.
Oh my god, if I sit in the stench even 1 minute longer, I'm gonna become a Long John Silver's patron, am I right?
So Mads drops a plate and breaks it coming down the stairs, and so Gary's like, "Clean up, crew, Simba." And to his credit, he is down on his hands and knees spraying and cleaning, and she's just like, "Ugh," and grossed out by him.
Yeah, she's like, "Fucking ridiculous." So then Daisy and Colin are kissing in his little cubby hole, whatever that place, the gauge,
the engine room,
the white room with all the meters. And Daisy is like, "I'm mentally exhausted. And my sister's coming. Did you hear? Bonnie's coming. In case you didn't hear, I'll be talking about it for the entire rest of the episode. Bonnie's coming, everyone. Bonnie's coming."
And Colin's like, "I'm excited to hear Gary try to fuck her. That should be good." So then upstairs at the bar, Mads is opening champagne, and she takes off the cage, the metal part, and the cork pops out. And the captain goes, "What? Did you take off the cage and it popped? That's a good lesson. Never have your face above that. Never." She's like, "My face was not above it. It was definitely not above it." And he goes, "Well, that's why they have a cage." I was like, wow. The captain is officially over it, because literally nothing bad happened right now. Nope. And he's furious. He's like, "Well, that is why champagne has a cage, you nincompoops. I will be playing chess with my best friend for the rest of the day."
Cut to Lucy with a cork in her eyeball. "I kind of hurt myself. Happy graduation to me." By the way, also, like,
Lucy choking to death. It's like, because the cork has gone down her throat.
Oh no, Lucy, did that cork go flying into your face? "No, I actually just tripped it and fell onto the cork, so it's really more my fault." Also, like, don't you know, when you pop open a champagne bottle, you never just, like, pop it open with, let the cork go flying, unless you're trying to do, like, that, like, bachelor party thing, right? You hold it with your hand, right? I don't know. You know, I'm not even going to go down the path of being outraged by this. It's not worth
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's so pressurized it'll pop when you take the cage off before you put your hand on to, like, do the slow twist off. It can pop. I mean, it happens. It's not a big deal.
Hey, you know what? It happens. It's like getting stuck going to Arby's when you wanted something nicer. It just happens.
It just happens sometimes, okay?
You know, I know one person who would not have had it happen to them.
No.
Big knuckled Robin. Oh, that cork wouldn't have even had a chance to get by those knuckles.
Big knuckled Robin. Poor Robin. So let's see here. The cage. Okay, so the guests go to change to Southern Charm music because they're still doing that for whatever reason. And now it's time to put the sails are going to go up. So Lucy and Mads are cleaning up, and Lucy's like, all right, then it's done. And Mads is like, sometimes you sound like Shrek.
Yeah, she's like, Shrek is Scottish. That's the most insulting thing you could have said to me. So, yeah, the sails go up. The boat goes on its side, and we get the parade of things rolling across the floor. Of course, we got the drawers. This time, I really enjoyed the good work of a small... There was a small bottle that was like, guys, this is my moment. Thank you. I've been waiting all season. I'm going to do this. And this tiny little bottle goes rolling across the floor. I was like, good for you, bottle. That was a great debut.
So let's see. Chase is moving the line thing, I put. I don't know what that means. And then, he's... turning around the anchor or whatever. And Gary's like, what are you doing? No, loosen the brake first. Then now we'll see it move. Now we'll see it. And Chase is like, I think I'm finally figuring Gary out. Like, it pissed me off when he says dumb shit to me, but now I just keep my mouth shut. I'd love to tell him off, but I'm not going to. Yeah. Shut up. That's correct.
It's called being an employee.
You just figured every boss out. They don't want to hear you bitching, okay? So just be quiet. Yeah.
You don't get an award because you figured out that you want to tell off your boss, but you're not going to. Like, that's called working. It's called
literally having a
job. That's called being employed by someone and just doing your job. Yeah, that is
true.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So the sailing, all sorts of sailing, and now they've arrived in Sardinia, and Alicia's making sushi at an angle. And then the sails go down and Lucy breaks something. Lucy manages to break something, not when they're diagonal. She somehow is like less clumsy when they're diagonal. And now the big thing is that this port in Sardinia is like a long canal. It's like a big, they have to go through this deep crevasse canal. And so it gets very narrow. And they have to sort of just penetrate right on in there. And so they're going around all these boats. And there's like a catamaran that they get very close to. And it's like, who brought the catamaran? I feel like catamarans are just like...
There were a couple of boats there that they looks like... I think it's because they made fun of Arby's and Long John Silver. So poor people are getting their revenge. They're like bringing the catamaran in front of the yacht. But also, there were a couple of boats that looked like they were going to crash into, little ones that were just kind of on the side. That's like, map. Okay, worry about the yachts, but let's just crush these little ones to death. They won't make a dent.
But also, like, little ones get out of the way, for crying out loud. Okay, also, so catamarans, I feel like, are like the pontoons of boats. Okay, so they just... The reason why I think they're trashy is because I feel like the catamarans are the things that people from Vanderpump Rules can afford to go onto. Pontoons, I think, are technically... They are kind of just like platforms that float, I think. But I feel like the hierarchy in my mind is pontoon is at the bottom, then houseboat, then catamaran. I just feel like catamaran, that's the thing that like Sheena rents a catamaran for her wedding.
Sheena would rent a catamaran. Yeah, I think that's
true. She did, in fact, right?
Like, she did.
Potomac, early season Potomac, they rented Monique Samuels rented a catamaran in Bermuda, you know? I just feel like...
Didn't they get a pontoon on... Married to Medicine, or was that a catamaran where they went on vacation and Simone and Cecil were like, today is our day and we are going on a boat. They get to the boat and they're like, what is this, a fucking pond? It's the one that has like two floaty things and then like a platform on top that you sit on, and they're all getting splashed with water. They're like, what the fuck is this thing? This isn't a boat. I think that was a pontoon, right?
Well, the catamaran has like two hulls and then sort of like a netting thing, like a mesh thing in between. And the pontoon is just like, it's a platform, but they build stuff on top of the platform to make it look like a boat, but it's just still a platform. It's like pontoons are usually, you see them on lakes, you know?
You know what's so crazy I just realized? I don't care about any of this. Okay. So they're going through this long area and they have to back up in there. And then Gary tells Chase to go down and get into his blacks. And then he says, and girls, I need you to hold the fenders because Chase is going to go change. And I was like, this is trouble, right? Like, you can't have the girls fendering. Like, it's important. Like, why don't you keep Chase up and have him change into blacks later? Like, why do you have to have them do it right now? We're in a very narrow port.
Yeah, there's catamarans. There's trash catamarans everywhere. Okay. We need everyone out there. And also, I don't want to hear any more from Gary about how, oh, you're always helping the interior. Well, you now have these people holding up fenders. Okay. So there.
Yeah. I guess that's what red flagged it for me. So the captain's like, the stakes are high docking here. Oh, I've got boats on that side. I've got boats on that side. There's no room to dock. We're going to have to go backwards. It's hard. Everybody leave me alone. Okay, we made it. That was fun. Also, know. When they make it, they look sideways. And I feel like they didn't do it very good. I don't feel like they're in there right. They're sideways. Yeah.
Also, I don't think they're supposed to be there. Because honestly, every boat there is like a small, like... Like the trash catamarans are like the biggest thing. And then there's like one other big boat, but everything's like small. And they come in so tall, so big. And I'm like, I don't think this marina is not for you. Like this is, you're way too big for this port, you know?
Yeah. And it's they like, have to leave by 11 too. So I'm wondering if one of the smaller boats has to leave before then or something. Cause they're kind of like parallel parked in the asshole spot.
Yeah. You know?
So like four other boats can't back out.
They're just like popping into the party and you're like, oh, thanks for coming here for 2 hours. Thanks.
So ladies, like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. We parked. This is stunning. I did. That was the best parking job I've ever seen. So, then
Tim says to another yacht, cause they're next to the big yacht. And he goes, excuse me, do you have any Grey Poupon? And the other guy's probably like, I don't understand Americans and their stupid jokes. He's like, but yeah, actually,
Americans
we do have
are even more confusing than the regular ones. Oh my God, look at those knuckles.
The guy's like, yes, we do have Grey Poupon. Hey, this is leftover Arby's. Well, someone had to take it. So now the guests go on shore. By the way, this is such a beautiful excursion. Oh my God. They go out into the marina. They're walking around town. It's so pretty, so picturesque. They're going shopping. It's gorgeous.
I was laughing, though, because the girls are on the boat decorating for their France party, and they're putting up flags, and it just gets to Lucy, and she goes, how tacky is that? I fucking hate flags. Who hates flags? I've never heard anybody say that.
Anti-flag lobby right there. I mean, I'm outspoken about flags on homes, like excessive holiday flags, but like regular just country flags, those are fine. But country flags, what's wrong with those? They're fun. They're colorful, interesting. So Gary's going for this walk and everything, and Alicia's making this sushi that she's gonna be putting on Gary. So Gary's done shopping, and Daisy goes up to him and goes, oh, where's my present, Gara? And he's like, well, there's nothing that would suit you, Daisy. And she goes, oh, you're such an asshole. He goes, well, you have a boyfriend, so I can't be buying you stuff. And she's like, I don't have a boyfriend. He goes, I think you do, and I'm a little jealous.
And she's like, why do you make things awkward and difficult? Bonnie's not going to like that. And he's like, do I? And she's like, yes. So then he tickles her chin. And she's like, stop it. I hate when you do that. And then Alex drops a bottle taking out the trash. And he goes, nice girls. Just stack it higher. Fucking cucks.
Yeah, he's like upset that they... that the girls didn't take out the trash, I guess. So then now the group is going back to the boat for dinner, and everyone's like, Gara, go shower before the sushi. Everyone's like telling him to shower because they just know that if they don't tell him, he will not shower. And so,
also, Veet, shower, shave.
Yeah, the whole thing. Wax.
Wrap yourself in saran wrap, dude. Like, Gary,
be a different person.
All people.
Get a new body. Like, literally, let's like possess someone else's body and lie down there because your body is not going to cut it for this process. So they're lying there, and Daisy's like, Colin, you have to take off your shirt too. And he's like, what? Why do you want to see my fatty McDad bod? She's like, well, some people find that attractive.
And so they put sushi all over to Gary, and they're putting
the
it like right on his nipple hair, and
but like
is like stomach hair. They're just disgusting.
You're supposed to put leaves down. It's not supposed to be fresh. So I looked it up because this type of naked sushi has a name, And it says the sushi, this is from Wikipedia, the sushi is placed on sanitized leaves on the model's body to prevent skin to fish contact and on sufficiently flat areas. But the point is this, you don't put the sushi right on his hairy ass chest. Oh my God, this was so vile. How could they do that?
Oh, you know what? I just looked up the sushi model and they do put... They do, that Wikipedia is correct.
Yeah,
for some reason, I think I've only seen this on Real Housewives of Orange County when Vicky went up to the lady, the lady sushi model and goes, get a job. I mean, is your mother proud of this? Like, what are you doing?
But it's like, you're supposed to put down leaves, sanitized leaves. You're not supposed to just put it bare onto, it's like, and even if it were to go down bare, like, again, like, shave your chest, shave everything. Like, he's still all hairy. Yeah.
Well, all these people, you know, was this the episode they were making fun of Long John Silver's and Arby's and stuff? Oh, you're so classy. You don't know that you're supposed to be eating this off of leaves. You're not classy. And you both go to Arby's and Long John Silver's. You fucking poor people faking it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this and is disgusting.
And they put the wasabi on Yari's nipples. I'm like... Okay, could you guys try to make this look semi-appetizing? Oh my God, what a waste of food. It's disgusting.
Fish died for that.
Fish died.
So Mads is like, I've had sex with Gary and I still wouldn't eat sushi off of Gary.
No. So then when he's done, everyone cheers for him. And then and Gary goes inside and Glenn's like, oh, how was that? And he's like, oh, and my nipples are burning from the wasabi. Oh, my nipples are burning. And he has like ice. He's holding ice cubes up to his nipples.
Oh, just gross. So now the next course, and it's spicy cucumber granita oysters, which, okay, you know, Alicia's boring as hell, but she does make good looking food.
Yeah.
So, it's oysters, but still, that sounds really good. A cucumber granita. Mm. So, Captain in, let's see, next course, what is it? Okay, so Tim's like, oh my God, they're all in sync and I really love it, but God, I'm fading fast, I have to say. So we know Tim's off his game. Dun, dun, dun.
This is when you get him to go to Arby's. He's losing his, he's sleepy. He won't be able to resist. The real
I even eat meat with air bubbles in it right now. Oh my God! I just dreamt I was eating an Arby's and it was a giant piece of bread with giant knuckles in the middle. Robin, get out of my dreams.
Also, somewhere in the middle of this, Gary's complaining about the sushi. He goes, "That was a cuck idea." I was like, "Oh, great! Now it's all spreading on this boat. Great."
He said, "So that was a cuck idea."
Yeah, at least that's what I thought he said. Either way, I'm like, "Oh God." Please stop saying that.
Okay, so now they have to leave. So they do. The boat leaves. And the guests go to bed. And
Lucy breaks a glass.
Lucy breaks a glass.
It's like a bar mitzvah.
Somewhere a Greek person just got married. So Alex cleans up dinner. And he's like, bye, France. Party's over. Your fries aren't even that good. Oh, really? Why don't you call them freedom fries instead, Alex? Yeah.
Taking a real stance there, sir. So, Madison, I'm
a lot of French fry slander this episode. You know, you're really testing me with these two episodes a week, and this is the second time you've slandered French fries.
Yeah. Could you just, like, get it together, okay? I'm gonna go to Arby's today as protest. So, Mads is like, she's like, I'm tired. And then Gary goes, I'm Gary. She's like, oh, God, I hate that shit. That's so stupid. It's like, stupid Gary. Gary's so stupid.
She's like, you are stupid. That's a stupid, that's a stupid joke, okay? And then he hits his head, which is funny. And then they hug. And he's like, do you love me again now? Do you love me again? She's like, oh, I'm not big on grudges. I mean, in the end, people will show their true colors.
Yeah, I think also in the beginning, people show their true colors. I think Gary's like colors are very, they're Gary's, pretty out there.
Gary's colors are shown. And you just keep fucking his colors. Okay, yeah. Just keep fucking the same colors over and over again. Okay.
His color is red and you can find it on a flag. Okay. All right.
So time to anchor. Alex goes down. Gary is in the bedroom with Colin. He's like, hey, you and Daisy going to hook up again tomorrow. And Colin's like, did you hear? Daisy's sister's coming in tomorrow. You're going to go for Bonnie. And they laugh. But blah, blah, blah. Also, Gary probably will.
The answer is yes, by the way. Yeah. So now it's the next morning and they're waking up and Bonnie's texting Daisy like, I'm coming, Daisy. And the anchor goes up and Daisy is telling Glenn like, oh, Glenn, my sister's in town. I was wondering if it was okay if she came out on crew night and stayed on the boat. He's like, yeah, we'll make it work. I'd love to meet her. Yeah, she's a good time. And wait, what's going on? Gary's already having sex with her. How did that even happen?
Bonnie, what are you doing? She's like, I'm sorry, I've got a penis on FaceTime. Can I call you back?
So now it's breakfast service the next day, and they're having fruit and little Bellinis. I love her little mini Bellinis. The Bellini. Okay. Aren't Bellinis mini anyway?
They are pretty mini, but she decided I'm going to make them even minier, like micro machines.
Minier Bellini. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
And the guests are sad that it's going to end. And Daisy is telling Alicia her sister's come. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of stupid stuff is happening. And then Tim gets up and he's real sad they're leaving. So he's going to go outside onto the deck to see them dock. And then he walks right into the glass door.
Well, listen, I think in its own way, that is a compliment to the great work that the staff is doing and keeping those windows clean, because Tim thought it was just an open door. And so he just like walks right into it and everyone cracks up and Gary's like, oh, I see your face print over there. But then Tim's like bleeding. He's like a little gash in his head. He's like, oh, God.
I thought it was funny that when Tim did it and he goes, oh, my gosh, I did it. Because you know that Tim's like, oh, those idiots who walk into the fucking glass doors, fucking morons, probably eating poor people. And then he just did it. And he's like, oh, my God, I did it.
63 years in, and I finally walked through a glass door. Wow, I thought the only thing that would be going down this door would be Robin's knuckles. But talk about a knucklehead. That's me.
So Daisy is downstairs in the mess talking to the stews about her sister coming, and Gary's like, oh my God, I see your face print over there, Tim. Are you all right? And he's like, I'm bleeding. Oh my God, I'm bleeding, aren't I? And so Gary's like, he's freaking bleeding, Bruce. So he gets on the radio. He's like, Daisy, get him something. He's bleeding. Get bleeding gay.
Daisy's
still yapping about her sister.
Like, oh, you know what? You know what Bonnie really likes? She really likes succotash. You've ever served her succotash? She always says, I love succotash. If I could put it in order, I like the corn first, then the carrots, then the lime beans. God, Bonnie is the best.
Yeah. And Gary's like, this is not good. We're seconds away from heaving lines, and I'm not sure if I'm not there, we'll crash. I can't go look for Davy. Where's Daisy? Where's the interior? Not okay.
Daisy's going, oh, these hash browns are delicious. You know who likes hash browns? Bonnie. Bonnie loves a hash brown. God, is there anything that Bonnie doesn't love?
So Gary tries again on the radio. Daisy, did you get that? Tim just ran into the door and he's bleeding. And Daisy's just like, well, Bonnie, fucking Bonnie.
Yeah. So now it's like 8 minutes since the injury. So they're like, well, maybe we could just get you a napkin, Tim. Do you think, hey, Robin, do you think you can get some napkins without knocking the whole stack over with those knuckles of yours? Okay, great.
So, and then Daisy's like, and, you know, she'll only be 3 days from South Africa. And you know what they call South Africa when Bonnie's there. Bonnie Africa. That's how much they love her over there.
Everyone loves Bonnie over there. You know, if Nelson Mandela was still alive, I'm sure he would have been quite taken with Bonnie.
So now the engine is off and it's 15 minutes since the injury. And like so the captain checks on Tim. And he's like, are you okay? And Tim's like, can I get one of the girls to give me some ice? And he goes, oh my God, Gary. It's been 15 minutes since Gary made that call. Why the hell haven't they been taken care of? This is unacceptable.
Yeah, that's so bad. That's terrible. So Glenn tells Daisy, and then Daisy tells us, listen, if there were a serious injury up on deck, I presume somebody, maybe even Bonnie herself, would come and find me on this relatively small boat. I'm like, that is not the answer. That is not the response. That is your response should be, holy shit, I'm so sorry. I can't believe that you're bleeding from your head and we did not tend to you.
Well, also, they did get you, but you didn't have your radio in. Which I can't even believe that's a thing still. So she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't hear you, Gary. I don't listen when we're docking. And so that's not a good thing to say.
That's not good.
You know? So then the lady's like, so you okay,
Tim? And he's like, and she says, you seen stars, Tim? And he's like, I did, but now I'm good. And so Daisy brings the ice, and she's like, oh, well, I missed the call on the radio. When they're talking, I sort of zone out, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're fired.
I know. I'm sure that's exactly what Tim wants to hear when he's, like, bleeding from the forehead and, like, seeing double vision. So now they line up for the guests, and then the guests are like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Elise is like, thank you. This is so wonderful. We love that tuna on Gary. We're all going to get some vaccines now. And then here's the tip. So Glenn's like, okay, everyone, tip meeting now. I'm angry.
So Gary and Lucy are talking. He's like, I saw him do it. Did you see him do it, Lucy? She goes, how did he do it? He goes, he walked right into the door. Yeah, but how do you walk into it and not see that there's a door there? Ma'am, you have to be kept in your bed with a glass wall because you fall out of it. You
ma'am,
you
already hit your head on said glass wall on said bed. And now you're asking how someone could walk into a glass window. You've already done it this season.
So the captain's like, okay, we're near the end, and I know everyone's tired and burnt out, but that is not a good reason to drop the ball. Please make sure your radios are on and they're working. This is a safety issue. You can't talk about safety issues when you just let them serve off of Harry Gary. Okay.
I know. You know what else is a safety issue? Your engine, which catches on fire every episode.
Also that anchor that you didn't drop properly and then dragged and almost crashed into another boat.
Hey, you know what's a safety issue? The fact that you turn your boat 45 degrees every episode.
So Daisy goes, oh, well, just so you know, sometimes I can't hear the radios. They don't pass when it comes through. Daisy, you're not wearing your radio. This is not. Oh, Daisy. This is where I'm like, Daisy, you're not being pulled over for drunk driving. Do not deny. Just say sorry.
Just say sorry. I messed up. Just say sorry. I messed up. Gary was distracting me. Just say something like that.
That's it. You know?
So Glenn's like, that's an excuse. Yeah. So
he's like, that is so bad. You fucked up and you own it. Tim caught himself. He was bleeding from his head for 15 minutes and that is unacceptable. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. And Daisy's just staring him down.
And next week we get a big gay cruise where they come in heels and they're like, we're real gay and we hate Arby's too. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm just gays against Arby's month.
Gays against Arby's. We get all the gays, but we also get Bonnie. So, looking forward to that. And, anyway, next up, we got our big live show in Boston. So come join us for Orange County. And then in Foxwoods, Grand Finale, Real Housewives of New York, Season 8, Episode 19, Tomfoolery. Both shows are going to be absolutely amazing. So come be with your people. Come with friends. Come alone. It's all good. We just want you to be there.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.